of your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Hey, hey, everybody, how y'all doing? Welcome back to a Saturday afternoon with Fitness Evolution, Trainer Ray. All right, today our subject is going to be on why exercise is important, the 10 benefits of regular exercise. And, you know, exercise is a key component to life. And exercise is very important for a lot of reasons. You know, there are different reasons why exercise is important. And people should take heed and start doing these things in order to live a healthier life. And in order to live a healthier life, you've got to incorporate things within your life. Life is not all about working 24/7, sleeping 24/7, in the street 24/7, clubbing 24/7. It's about maintaining life. It's about maintaining yourself in order to do the things you want to do in life. You need to enjoy life. In order to enjoy life, your body needs to be in certain kind of, in certain shape. So, with that being said, you know, the top 10 benefits of exercise, you know, and I'm going to explain a few things about what exercise is and a little bit about definition, you know. But at the same time, to anyone that's listening, if you have a question or a comment or a concern, press 1, and I'll bring you in, and you're able to talk with me. So again, if anybody have a question or concern, or would like to have a make a comment, you can call in if you at 347-826-9424. If you're already listening, just press 1, and I'll bring you in. So now let's get started. You know, the top 10 benefits of regular exercise. You know, exercise is defined as a movement that makes your muscles work and require your body to burn calories. As long as your body's in movement or working, the muscles are working, it actually burns calories. People don't realize exercise burns calories. Eating 5 to 6 meals a day helps to really burn calories. And people don't realize that because the body has to work in order to burn those calories. The body has to work in order to push the weight or to get what they need within the workouts. So your body burns calories. Now, at the same time, your body burns calories while you're sleeping, but not as much as you would need during the day in order to burn enough calories in order to burn fat, to lose weight. So you have to remember you need to start doing some things in order to help your calories, just help the body burn calories so you can lose weight. Now, there are many different types of physical activity. You got like swimming, you got running, jogging, walking, dancing, to name a few. That's why, you know, they got videos of, what's his name, Sean T, you know, doing different routines with, what's it called, some booty ballet or whatever. So, I mean, you got different things. People use exercise. People use dancing as exercise. If you get some of Sean T videos, he got some exercise programs on some of his videos. So you can incorporate anything you like in order to help your body burn calories or to get in some kind of shape. You know, being active has shown to have many health benefits, like both physically and mentally. It even helps you to live longer. And people don't realize exercise helps to do a lot of things. And you need to get focused and want to do something in life and get your exercise in order to maintain life, to maintain your strength, to keep your calories burning, to be able to do things like, because certain things you do in life that you do all the time, like working, walking around, whatever, you're not able to do those things if you're down. Meaning if your body's broke down, you land in the bed, sitting up. You know, people like to make money, which is no problem. But you can't spend money if your health is bad. If you're going to spend it, but it ain't going to be on what you want. It's going to be on some hospital bills or some kind of medication or whatever the case may be. So you got to take time to get your exercise in order for your body to start changing and adapting to the situation or the environment. So you want to be cautious of your exercises and start doing things, you know. Now, we get into 10 important facts about exercise. Number one, it can make you feel happier. They say exercise is shown to improve your mood, decrease feelings of depression, anxiety, and stress. People don't realize exercise actually helps relieve stress. I incorporate a lot of time a little boxing within my workouts because some people be upset, they're frustrated at work, they can't do nothing they want to do, but if they punch on some pads or something or do something a little different, you know, it helps them relieve stress, relieve tension, and they don't take that home with them, that aggression. So I break the aggression out of you by making you work out and punch on things, punch on pads. That's a good thing. So everybody should take heed. There's always some kind of exercise that a person can do in order to stay in shape. You know, it also helps produce changes in parts of the brain that regulate stress and anxiety. It can also increase brain sensitivity for the hormones, which relieve feelings of depression. So you got to remember, exercise is very important. And stay exercising, because exercise is the key to a lot of things in life. A lot of people don't realize that. It can help you lose weight. You know, exercise has been shown to help people lose weight, even weight gain. You know what I'm saying? Some people like to build muscles. You got some women tend to want to do certain things, like they want to build their quads or their glute muscles or hamstrings. And I tell them all the time, your major motion is going to be your squats or your lunges or something in order to build that muscle, to make that muscle look firmer and it looks tighter. And people don't realize that really works. You don't have to have injections and all that other stuff, because some people get those injections. You know, some people want to go to the doctor and get those shots and they booty or whatever the case may be. And I'm a firm believer in working out in order to lose calories, not using straps and not using what they call waist trainers and stuff like that. So I'm a firm believer in all that. And I have to stress that, because me being a trainer, I don't really promote it for the fact that it's a thing that people don't need to do, because you need to lose weight naturally. And by the time for you to lose weight naturally, you want to be able to maintain and not have to use these machines or any kind of exercise waist trainers and stuff, because waist trainers and stuff help to, I think they hurt the body, because you have to cover the body. And sometimes, you know, your body is made to sweat for a reason. And when it's made to sweat because it helps to cool the body off. So when you got those parts, those body parts or organs in your body covered up, I feel that it's keeping those organs from being cooled and it causes the body to stress harder. So me personally, I don't tell people to use those things, because I think you can do it naturally. Now, number three, it is good for your muscles and bones. You know, exercise plays a vital role in building and maintaining strong muscles and bones. And some people don't realize weight bearing exercises help to strengthen your bones in order for you to maintain, help your bones density be stronger, you know, help your muscles get stronger. And, you know, physical activity like lifting weights can stimulate muscle building when paired with adequate protein intake. So anytime you're working out exercise, you need to make sure you're taking in enough protein in order for your muscles to recover. And when your muscles recover, that's a good way. You know, protein is a good thing. Some people think protein is for energy, but it's not. It's for rebuilding muscle. So always remember to get some protein in your body in order for you to maintain your muscle or build your muscle. So stay focused on that, and it helps with bone density also. Now, number four, it can increase your energy levels. You know, any exercise can be a real energy booster for other people, as well as those suffering from various medical conditions. That's why I tell people exercise can help with a lot of ailments. And they say, you know, they said as a study that was found, you know, 6 weeks of regular exercise produced feelings of fatigue for 36 healthy people. And in a report, you know, help prevent fatigue and A lot of people get fatigued and tired because they're sitting around and not doing anything. Their body's gotten so used to relaxing, laying around, eating, and just not doing nothing. So people got to understand exercise is very important to a whole bunch of things in your life. So I don't want to, you know, leave anybody out. Like I said, if anybody have any questions or concerns or anything that you would like to know, just contact me. Press 1 if you're listening. And if you have a question or concern, I'll bring you in and we can talk about whatever you got on your mind. Now, number five is it can reduce your risk of chronic disease. Physical activity is a primary cause. Lack of physical activity is a primary cause of chronic disease. Regular exercise has been shown to improve insulin sensitivity, cardiovascular fitness, and body composition, yet decrease blood pressure and blood fat levels. So there's a lot of things exercise can do. So we got to make sure we maintain those things to be like they should be. And like I said, with that improved insulin sensitivity, that's a good thing. But you just got to be careful. Make sure, you know, you watch what you're supposed to do, especially if you're diabetic or not. They say, in contrast, a lack of regular exercise, even in short term, can lead to significant increases in belly fat, which increases the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and early death. So we got to make sure we exercise and maintain staying in shape, because that's a key factor in a lot of things that we need to do in life. We need to stay focused on our health, not wait to the last minute to do these things. We got to make sure we stay focused. And that way we don't wait till the doctor say, hey, you got this going on, you need to do this, you need to do that. Why do that? Why wait? When you go in the doctor's office, the doctor should be saying, great job, you're in great shape, keep doing what you're doing, don't change nothing. That's what you want. Number six, it can help skin health. Your skin can be affected by the amount of oxidative stress in your body. You got to help maintain, you got your oxidative stress occurs when the body's antioxidant defenses cannot completely repair the damage that free radicals cause to cells. So this can damage your internal structures and deteriorate your skin. So you want to stay healthy. Exercise is the key to a lot of things. People don't realize this, how important exercise is. Always stay focused on exercise is the key. Exercise is a key component to a lot of things in life. And, you know, we want to make sure that we stay healthy then. Also, take somebody along with you. Take somebody you know that's out of shape, that needs some help. Take them to help you or motivate them to get in shape, to do the things that they need to be done. So don't be afraid to ask them, because sometimes it's good to have a workout partner because it helps a lot. It keeps you focused on y'all talking and conversating about the whole exercise going on. That's a big plus because you'll forget about the workout. Now, number seven, it can help your brain and memory. You know, exercise can improve brain function, protect memory, increase your heart rate, which promotes the flow of blood and oxygen to your brain. It stimulates production of hormones that can enhance the growth of brain cells. The ability of exercise to prevent chronic disease can translate into benefits of your brain, since dysfunction can be affected by these diseases. So you got to be careful, and exercise is a very important thing, and people don't realize it helps all these things with brain function. Who would think that? But most people don't want to do anything because sometimes work gets in the way, sometimes family gets in the way, sometimes a bit of everything gets in the way. So be cautious and start working out. Start doing things to help yourself get better. You know, and say also, regular exercise combined with oxidative stress and inflammation promotes changes in the brain structure and function. So we got to get the older people out to start working. Your mom, your uncle, your aunt. If you see them obese sitting around doing nothing, overweight, whatever, and you want to do something, get them to start walking now. Because don't let them wait till they get older and then they get overweight and they can't do anything. That's when the issue comes in. Because now you have to focus on how to make sure that they are taken care of while you do your daily function as far as working. So, you know, exercise is shown to cause hippocampus, a part of the brain that's vital for memory and learning. Size. This serves to increase mental function in older adults. So we gotta get our older people out and help them to start getting stronger, because older people can have ailments such as Alzheimer's, you know, dementia, you know, schizophrenia, or whatever it may be. So, you know, they say exercise also has been shown to reduce changes in the brain that can cause Alzheimer's disease and schizophrenia and stuff like that. So we got to be cautious of these things, people. We got to start being focused on our people, family, making sure we stay in some kind of help. They say you take your mom or your uncle, whoever, to the doctor. You want the doctor to say, hey, great job. You're doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't change that. That's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear, hey, you got this going on, that going on. You need this medication, that medication. No. Doctors don't mind keeping you at the hospital, keeping you at the doctor. Because they get a cut. They get that money. They don't care. The drug is not just about illegal drugs. The drug world is very prominent, because as long as they keep you on drugs, you got to buy them. That's money for you. They don't care. Number eight, it can help with relaxation and sleep quality. You know, regular exercise can help you relax and sleep better. And I'm a firm believer in that, because I work out a lot. And it does help you at night. You go to bed, you ready to just pass out. You're ready to get some sleep, because you've been exercising, your body's been working, your energy levels are up and down because you're eating, you're getting your stress levels down. So you want to, by the time you lay your body down in bed, all you want to do is go to sleep. But when you do go to sleep, it's going to be the most relaxing sleep that you've had in a long time. But people don't realize it helps get your body in great shape to even go to sleep. You know, they say, regardless of sleep quality, you know, the memory depletion that occurs during exercise, they're like recuperative processes during sleep. It helps you while you sleep. That's a good thing. The increase in body temperature that occurs during exercise, it also improves sleep quality by helping it drop during sleep. So sleep, it helps you get yourself get some better rest out your body. You want to get that exercise in. You want to get that sleep, because it requires at least a minimum of 8 hours to have a person to start sleeping at night in order for their body to recuperate better. So we got to remember and be mindful of these things. And, you know, we want to make sure that, because some people I know don't sleep long. They don't sleep well. They don't go to sleep till late. And exercise will help them. Older people, get them out there and get them working out. Help them get their minds motivated or moving. Because a lot of times, their minds are not moving. Meaning, you know, they're not thinking about activities that's going to cause their minds to think, to cause their minds to move, get the blood flow moving to the brain. We got to get that working. And we got to help them. You know, it'll help them get some sleep. You know, older people tend to want to be up all night. Well, some older people, let me say that, you know, most older people go to bed before the sun goes down. But, you know, that's all good, too. But we want to get our people out there exercising. Now, number nine, it can reduce pain. Exercise actually can help reduce pain. You know, a lot of times the body be in pain because it sits still. People don't realize when your joints tend to stay still for a long period of time and don't do anything, they stiffen up. They start to hurt. You start having ailments and pains. You go to working out. Now, true enough, if you're working out the right way, it should be working out. You don't have any issues. But the fact that you exercising and your joints are moving, the fluid is moving, the blood is flowing, so you don't really have any aches and pains. As you get older, you know, as long as you're not living heavy, too heavy, you live in a comfortable weight. And, you know, you got a lot of guys out here who want to live real heavy later on in life. They tend to feel that. They tend to feel that because later on in life, your body starts to ache, and you'd be like, man, I come from all that weightlifting. And they get older, so they're like, man, I should have did that, you know. But a constant exercise, lightweight, will help with a lot of pain in the body. So we want to make sure that we stay focused and do these things. And, you know, they say exercise also can promote a better sex life. Exercise is improving to boost sex drive. You know, and engaging in regular exercise can strengthen the cardiovascular system, improve blood circulation, tone muscles, enhance flexibility, all of which can improve your sex life. Activity can improve sexual performance and sexual pleasure, as well as increase the frequency of sexual activity. Increasing your frequency of sexual activity. A lot of people not doing what they want to do because their body's not letting them. Their body's tired. Don't feel like doing anything. So it's been shown improving that exercise increases your cardiovascular, improves blood circulation, tones muscle, enhance flexibility, help with your sex life. So people, we got to get out here and start doing things to help ourselves. Don't wait on the doctor to tell you that you're sick before you decide you're going to start working out. Because that's the worst thing you could do, is wait on the doctor to tell you that you have an ailment or a condition you could have been prevented from the beginning. Now, all the ones out there that may have an ailment, it's not too late. You still can work out. I've seen a lady I used to train. She was on 2 blood pressure medicines. Working out with me, she dropped both of them because she was exercising. So let's, people, let's stay focused on exercise. Stay motivated to do things. In summary of everything I've talked about, exercise regularly can improve your mood and reduce feelings of anxiety and depression. So we want to keep exercising to help improve our mood, reduce feelings of anxiety and depression, keep us moving. Exercise is critical to supporting a fast metabolism and burning more calories per day. It also helps you maintain your muscle mass and weight loss. It helps maintain muscle mass. People lifting weights trying to build muscle. People trying to lose weight, but still maintain muscle mass. Now, people don't realize after 40, your body starts, your muscles start to deteriorate. So we want to stay focused and start working out and keep working out so the muscles don't deteriorate as fast. Me, personally, I'm over 40. I'm 47 years old. But, you know, I try to keep some kind of exercise in my life in order to keep moving. Physical activity helps to build muscles and strong bones. It also helps prevent osteoporosis. So lifting weights and working out helps to prevent osteoporosis. Now, I'm going to tell you, swimming is a big thing. If people want to go in the water and swim, I support that 100% because you're going to get a full body workout in that water. That water is your weight. It is your resistance. So you want to get in that water and exercise. If you can get into a water aerobics class, please get into a water aerobics class, especially if you have any kind of osteoporosis, any kind of arthritis, any kind of bone joint pain, pregnancy, anything. Get in the water because it helps a lot. Engaging in regular physical activity can increase your energy levels. This is true even in people with persistent fatigue and those suffering from serious illnesses. Got to exercise. Exercise is to a lot of things out here, people. Daily physical activity is essential to maintaining a healthier weight and reducing the risk of chronic disease. Moderate exercise can provide antioxidant protection and promote blood flow, which can protect your skin and delay signs of aging. So we got to do something with ourselves and stay focused, keep moving. Don't allow ourselves to get broken down. Because it's the key to stay healthy. I can't express that enough. Regular exercise improves blood flow to the brain and helps brain health and memory among older adults. It can help older adults outside. Get them working out. Take your mom walking to the park or something. She ain't got to know what you're doing. Just take her around the park, start walking, talking to her. Half the time she's going to forget. Now if she's older, if she needs to rest, got to rest. Don't ever just keep pushing her butt. Get out there. Start talking to her. Walk around the park. Walk around the neighborhood. Walk up and down the street. Doesn't matter. Do something with them. Regular physical activity, regardless of whether it is aerobic or a combination of aerobic and resistance training, can help you sleep better and feel better. Feel more energized during the day. You want to feel energized. Some people are so tired during the day. Their body about to, you know, like it's about to crash because they're so tired. Exercise is the key. Let's get out here and start working out and start doing the things we need to do to maintain life. Exercise has favorable effects on the pain that's associated with various conditions. It can also increase pain tolerance. Increase your pain tolerance. Sometimes people be ill and aching and the pain is so severe that they really can't deal with it. So we want to make sure and maintain and help exercise, keep exercising, because exercise is the key. Lastly, but not least, exercise can help improve sexual desire, function, and performance in men and women. It can also help decrease the risk of erectile dysfunction in men. So men, hey, listen, exercise is the key now. Let's get our hands started doing our thing, start working out. Exercise offers incredible benefits. It can improve nearly every aspect of your health from the inside out. Regular physical activity can increase that you feel healthier and help you sleep better. So all these things I talked about today is very important to each and every one of us, whether it's male or female. So we want to make sure that we are maintaining and keeping a healthy lifestyle. We want to live a healthy life. That is the key. Exercise also improves your skin's appearance, help you lose weight and keep it off, lessen the risk of chronic disease, and improve your sex life. Now, understand this. They do have solutions, or people say they have gastric bypass and all the different things going on where you can use to help lose weight. Just remember, you still have to maintain your weight. You still have to maintain exercise. You still have to maintain eating. Don't let that fool you. So the money you spent in that quick fix, which didn't fix too much, now you still got to maintain. You could spend that towards personal training or a gym membership to help you get to where you want to be at a slower, better pace. Whether you practice a specific sport or follow the guidelines of 150 minutes of activity per week, you will inevitably improve your health in many ways. So let's get our hands, keep working out, and understanding that exercise is the key to things we do. Exercise is the key to everything we do. So let's get our hands, keep working out, staying focused, doing our thing, staying in shape, helping our elderly get in shape, helping our children stay in shape, because kids need to stay in shape too. Kids now don't do as many activities as they used to do weeks ago. The only thing that kids do now is like be on the phone, video games and playing video games all day long. Just take the time, look back, go on your Christmas day, just stand outside, look out the window, and see how many kids you got outside playing. Like we used to do when we was kids. Be on skateboards, bicycles, ride, doing things. So take the time to go out there and watch and see. Because kids are our future. And we need to make sure we maintain and help them to be strong to move forward. Don't allow them to slip through the cracks. Don't allow them to get obese early. Because once you start now, it continues on in life. And they get bigger and bigger, then they just won't do nothing or can't do nothing. So today was about exercise and why it's important. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call me at Fitness Evolution. You can contact me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 662-497-6807, or you can check my website at fitnessevolutionllc.com. So thank you for joining me today, and I hope you got a lot out of today's discussion. Thank you, and see you later.